Cardinals.
Fox News, Bill Cosby's retrial is coming to an end in Pennsylvania, where a second jury will try to do what the first could not, reach a verdict. Fox's Grinnell Scott is live outside the court in Norristown.
Dave, after 11 days of testimony and around 25 witnesses for both sides, Bill Cosby, just about 15 minutes ago, arrived at the Montgomery County Courthouse, wife Camille at his side, to hear, along with the jury, closing arguments. Now, hard to judge the demeanor of Cosby, tries to keep a stoic face, but if he is convicted of the three aggravated indecent assault charges against him, it could amount to a life sentence for him. Now, the jury is expected to hear the closing arguments, take up most of the morning before they get the case in the afternoon to see if they can come to a verdict, Dave.
Here at all next hour, the driver who plowed a van onto a Toronto sidewalk, killing 10 people, injuring 15, goes to court.
It's very clear, just from a general perspective, to say that the actions definitely look deliberate.
That's Police Chief Mark Saunders. They still don't know why he did it and investigating any possible terror ties. Travis Ryan King facing four murder charges in Nashville the day after he was captured not far from the Waffle House where James Shaw Jr. stopped the shooting.
I just needed to disarm him and get the gun away from him.
Shaw set up a GoFundMe page for the victims, up to $87,000 raised. Police say Ryan King used a gun that had been taken away from him after an arrest at the White House last year, but his father gave him the guns back and he too could be charged. The polls are just opening in Arizona for a special congressional election. Democrats hope to win another House seat that had been Republican.
Congressman Trent Franks resigned late last year because of a sexual misconduct scandal, and two women are running to take his place in District 8. Doctor and Democrat Harold Tippernini and State Representative and Republican Debbie Lesko.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. That has been a dominant GOP district in the past. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
France's president is about to arrive at the White House for a second day, and Emmanuel Macron is going to get a formal welcome. There's a band and there'll be a 21-gun salute. Tonight there will be a formal state dinner.
The warm relationship between the two was on full display yesterday, but they'll have to bridge key issues that stand to divide them. Among them, the Iran nuclear deal. The president does not like it. Macron will try and convince him to stay in it. Then there's the upcoming summit in North Korea, the continuing conflict in Syria, and last but not least, trade and tariffs. Ahead of today's bilateral meetings this morning, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders laid out the president's goals on the Iran nuclear deal.
We certainly think that there should be a better deal, one that actually is positive, that works.
This comes as a May 12th deadline looms to remain in the deal.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. CIA Director Mike Pompeo could have a new job in a few days. Secretary of State after a Senate committee narrowly approved him.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo won over Kentucky Republican Rand Paul to win a favorable recommendation from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I have changed my mind. I've decided to go ahead and vote for Director Pompeo.
Paul had warned Pompeo did not represent President Trump's foreign policy objectives, but says he's heard enough now to give the CIA director the benefit of the doubt. A handful of Senate Democrats have signaled support, all but assuring Pompeo confirmation with a full Senate vote later this week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There's a delay in a Senate hearing to consider Ronnie Jackson, President Trump's doctor at the White House, to be the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs. There are some sort of misconduct allegations, Republican Senator Mike Rounds says.
Personally, I had a meeting in my office with the Admiral. He presents himself very well. But at the same time, as members of the committee, we've got to do our due diligence, and that's what we'll be doing.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
All right. right, we check our local news brought to you by 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location at 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Several teens have been detained in connection to a lunch hour fight outside Centennial High School on Friday. The News Gazette says the state's attorney says all seven were identified as Centennial High School students from videos shot by others on their phones and posted on social media. The fight was apparently linked to two gangs that have been a part of previous trouble at the school. The Champaign School District has announced three new hires. Jessica Pitcher is the new principal of Robeson Elementary. Jessica Bradford is the new principal of Barkstall Elementary. Stephanie Stewart is the new executive director of communications. Two men are in trouble after police found them with multiple drugs. WCIA says Timothy Shepard of Urbana and Timothy Beckenhold of Champaign were stopped on Friday. Police found drugs and syringes, and police got a warrant to search a motel room and found more drugs allegedly belonging to the men. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little overcast, Stevie. We've got a 30% chance of showers. Today's high 63, 43 with cloudy conditions tonight. More sunshine coming our way tomorrow, though, as we hit a midweek high of 60 down to around 36. 65 with sunshine on Thursday down to 45. 62 on Friday with a 30% chance of showers early. Clearing out by Friday night, mid-60s Saturday, 70 by Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Right now, the temperature's at 53 on ESPN 93.5.
Might want to test drive a new Honda. Maybe you can go buy Honda BMW in Champaign and enjoy just how good they are, because we have a top 10% dealership in the world, of top 10% dealership in Champaign-Urbana. It's right at Burwash and Savoy. It's Honda BMW of Champaign. DriveChampaign.com. Go in and test drive something. Find out why they were selected the Honda President's Award winner and discover them. If you've not been in for years and you remember the old deal, they've got hundreds of Hondas on the lot right now. End of the month is a great time to talk about a deal. And they're going to treat you right because they want that relationship to last a very long time. Honda, BMW, Champaign, drivechampaign.com. Say hi to Ben Quattrone and get yourself a new Honda. And don't forget to check out the Beamer side of it. Their new showroom is ridiculous. And some of those BMWs are fantastic. Honda, BMW, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. We are live at CMI. Hard Working Man series continues, ladies and gentlemen. I am at a desk here right in the middle of everything, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., and I'll be working for them from 9 to noon on social media, Facebook, etc. Stand by for all the excited action at CMIClean.com is where I am, and Bloomington Road in Champaign. In the age of social media, everyone is posting milestone and events online, and time with our children is no different. From birth to college, many parents highlight big events, milestones on social networking. We all do it. But could that information be giving predators what they need to harm your child? As a parent, protecting your child should be a top priority, but simple, obviously a top priority, but simple mistakes in sharing too much or the photos you choose to post on the internet could lead a predator right to you. Parenting expert Harry H. Harrison Jr. Harry, how are you?
I'm great, Stevie. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. What's too much? Birthday cake, singing. What should and shouldn't I post?
Well, to begin with, you need to check your privacy settings. So, you know, if you're posting publicly everything from your child's photos to the schools she's at, to the clubs she belongs to her birthday parties, that's too much. It's perfectly fine to share that with friends, but a lot of parents don't understand they can turn Facebook to private, they can turn Instagram to private. They can take off the little thing on the iPhone that tells you where this photograph is being taken. Because this information, when it's posted publicly, bad guys can come in and they can find things that you just can't possibly imagine. They can find out, you know, what schools they go to, who their teachers are, who their friends are, what the route they take to school. Are they in gymnastics? Are they playing soccer? So the danger then is some parent comes going, hey, my daughter takes gymnastics with you. She don't bring the car, comes here. And that's how it can happen.
Wow.
So it's perfectly great to share, but we have to check our privacy settings.
It's all cool, the amazing technology, the wonderful joy we can in sharing and keeping up with friends and family and all of that. But I guess you could say this is the easiest time predators have ever had.
Oh, we're giving it to them on a silver platter easily. You know, a couple of newspaper reporters took the social media account of a couple, and just a woman, they learned the name of her husband, her children, their schools, their teachers, their babysitter. And because of geotagging, it gave locations of where the photos were taken. So she's able to find out their favorite playground, this reporter. And that's a reporter. So
crazy stuff. So what are your suggestions as a parenting expert, Harry? What do you suggest?
Well, my feeling is don't post that much. A. B, I would never use my kids' names unless I'm posting privately and I know it's private. I know that I can trust the people that I'm sharing it with, that they won't repost it publicly. Because you can take, you know, you can build albums in Apple and in Google Photos, and you can email those and be completely safe. And so when you start posting things on Facebook and Instagram publicly, that information can go to people you really don't want to share it with.
I also have a code word for my kids. If they do say, oh, your mom told me she's going to be running late at work, hop in, that they're supposed to know that code word.
Hmm.
Have you heard of that, Harry?
Good idea. Code word's a great idea. You just don't want to set your kids up to be easy picking, though, you know?
Yeah.
And you can do that if you're not careful.
Harry, how can people find you?
They can find me at fearlessparenting.com.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Keep up your good work.
Thank you, Stevie. Have a good day.
Don't miss her. You bet. Thank you so much. Harry Harrison, parenting expert, ESPN 93.5. Hey, we're going to the Cardinal Cub bus trip. Cardinal Cub game bus trip day is May 5, week from Saturday, Cinco de Mayo. Don't miss the annual trip. We have one more pair to give away. Last chance to register at the U of I Meat Sales Room today, Thursday, or Friday. That's when they're open, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. U of I Meat Sales Room near Lincoln and Florida, just off of Maryland. And you can get some fabulous meat, obviously. U of I Meat Sales Room also have those great-looking brown eggs. They got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, 1 to 5:30 today, 1 to 5:30 on Thursday, 8 to noon on Friday. And then after Friday, we'll draw for two more free ones to go to the Cardinal Cub game a week from, I can't believe it's a week from Saturday.
I know
week
it.
Five. And one of our people in the bus will throw out the first pitch. So that'll be fun as well. Okay, ESPN 93.5, quick break. Your sports coming up next live at CMI, where I am working with them today. It is Hard Working Man. We'll be back right after this.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
Cabaret is divinely, dangerously decadent, raves the New York Times. Time Out New York hails it a Broadway jewel in all its glory. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to Tony Award-winning Cabaret.
Saturday, April 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at statefarmcenter.com. Part of the State Farm Center and Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign Urbana and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team. Here we go. Morning sports on ESPN 93.5 at a quarter after 8, 8:16. Let's check them, Diane.
Since a bunch of our favorite teams were off yesterday, let's start with the NBA playoffs, even though the Pacers were off too, and that's the only kind of local team we're rooting for. Houston over Minnesota, 119-100. Rockets are up 3-1. Utah beat Oklahoma City, 113-96. Utah is up 3-1. On to the NHL playoffs with that quest for the Stanley Cup. Washington advances with their win over Columbus, 6-3, to win that series 4-2. Boston and Toronto are now tied at 3 apiece, with Toronto winning 3-1. St. Louis Cardinals will face the New York Mets tonight. We've got your Redbird recap now at 8:17 on ESPN 93.5.
Cardinals back on the field at Busch Stadium tonight as they welcome the New York Mets to town for the first of 3 games. Redbirds opened the season in New York and lost 2 of 3 to the Mets, who have been fantastic so far. New York 14-6 so far on the year. And they arrive at Busch Stadium after being rained out on Sunday. That means that they will just push everyone in their rotation back. The Cardinals, meanwhile, will stick on their schedule despite Adam Wainwright landing on the 10-day disabled list. That means tonight it's Luke Weaver against Zach Wheeler. Tomorrow it's Michael Wacha against Steven Matz. And Thursday, a good one, Carlos Martinez against Noah Syndergaard. Weaver trying to bounce back after a rough start last week in Chicago, falling 8-5. He gave up 6 earned runs on 9 hits over 4 innings, walking 1 and striking out 3. 6:20 for Ameren Total Access tonight, 7:15 for the first pitch, the Cardinals and the Mets from Busch Stadium. Chris Raby on the Cardinals Radio Network.
We have the Cubs in action at Cleveland, remember 2016, in that quest for the World Series. Chicago White Sox will play Seattle again today on Chicago's south side after winning yesterday 10-4. Illinois and Bradley will go at it at 6 o'clock, wrapping up that 9-game homestand. Bradley has been on a roll with 6 straight wins in a row. They are 23-9 on the season. A good contest for our Illini. They are 24-11 on the season. 6 o'clock tonight as we say go Illini on ESPN 93.5.
Okie dokie. Planning my day. When we come back at after the Fox Business Minute, we're gonna do something perfect for radio. We're going to display a vacuum cleaner on radio. Perfect.
Okay.
It is so big. You should see this thing, man. It's unbelievable. It's big as a truck. No, not kidding. The Cardinal Cub bus trip tickets are $130. Includes your seating with us in the left field bleachers, a sellout day, standing room only, excitement, energy, and maybe a Cardinal victory. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got clouds right now, and into the day, we're expecting a 20% chance of showers. We've got a high 63, low 43 tonight. More sunshine coming our way tomorrow with a high 60, low 36, up to 65 with sunshine on Thursday. Friday's high at 61 with a 30% chance of showers early, clearing out by Friday night with a low 40. 66, sunshine Saturday, sunny on Sunday with a high 70. ESPN 93.5.
I don't think it could be better running weather.
I mean, it's just
a little bit cool, but not cold, and it's not hot. It's just, it's really ideal running, so that's pretty exciting. Okay, I will do a vacuum display.
From the Fox Business Network, Coca-Cola is reporting a strong quarter. The company says Diet Coke sales picked up after it added new flavors, including Zesty Blood Orange and Twisted Mango. Coca-Cola's soda sales rose 4% in the quarter. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, reported a strong quarter, even though it is investing more money in the company. Caterpillar is also reporting improved business. Its earnings topped forecasts. Caterpillar says it was helped by demand for construction equipment in North America. Caterpillar is raising its forecast for the year. Among other companies with upbeat earnings, home builder Pulte and Harley-Davidson. It made more money, even though it shipped fewer motorcycles in the quarter. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 14 yesterday. The NASDAQ dropped 17. The S&P up a fraction. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call Max, 217-359-7293.
Because police have been absolutely ridiculously treated over the last several years, we wanted to honor our law enforcement, the people that go out there and keep us safe to serve and protect all the wonderful things that they do. So every month we honor somebody. And today it's Corey Christensen. He's county, man. He's our law enforcement official of the month on ESPN 93.5, most recently deputy of the year, and one of our canine handlers. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You used to do radio?
In college. Well, I tried to do it, yeah.
He's got a nice voice, yeah. Don't forget this whole law enforcement thing, man.
I did, yep. Started Monticello after I graduated from SIU Carbondale, go Salukis. So I worked there for about 2 years and transferred here to the sheriff's office. So I've been with the sheriff's office about 2 years now.
Okay, so, hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very, very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are Law Enforcement Official Month, Corey Christensen, Champaign County Deputy, Deputy of the Year, one of the canine handlers, and our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. Spring is finally here, and Country Arbors is open and ready to supply you with all your home and garden needs. We grow hundreds of thousands of annuals and 600 varieties of perennials right here in Urbana. If you're looking for a large shade tree, then you'll want to come out and see our thousands of trees dug and ready to be planted. Country Arbors offers a planting service on all our trees. Buy three or more trees, and we'll give you 20% discount on the tree and the planting. We guarantee all of our larger trees that we plant for 5 years. And don't forget, we deliver dozens of different mulches and stone. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
ESPN 93.5. All right, Tom, are you doing? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a vacuum cleaner in front of me. Tom, come over here. I don't have enough cord here. And what kind of? This is perfect for radio. And if you are able to, well, I have no cameras here. You can watch the studio and see Diane. But okay, what is your name?
My name is Tom Unger. I'm a Western Zone manager for Minuteman International. Down here with Betsy and Brad at CMI.
Minuteman does what?
We make a full line of commercial and industrial cleaning equipment.
You stand by your product.
We stand by our product. Best warranty in the industry.
Your best client is Betsy and Brad Parks?
Betsy and Brad Parks are our favorite partner because we're a very dealer-centric company, and they are one of our best dealers in the country.
So this is a vacuum cleaner. Why is it better than what I have?
This is extremely durable, Steve. If you bought one for your house at home, this will knock its socks off. Because basically, I know...
Pick up dog hair?
It'll pick up dog hair. It'll pick up a lot of debris. You can put the head down. You turn the machine on. I can.
He's stepping on it, ladies and gentlemen. He's... Oh, no, he's jumping on it. It's just awful. It didn't break. It actually didn't break. You just kicked the crap out of that thing. It didn't do anything. Wow. So if you actually do, Tom, break that, do you pay for it?
I would pay for it. I would have to pay for it. So, I would pay for it.
Well, you kicked the heck out of that thing. So that is what's called industrial.
It's industrial. Betsy's customers are a lot of building service contractors that don't have time, and they just throw them in the back of vans and downstairs, and that, and they accidentally fall occasionally. Mm-hmm. So it has to be durable.
Okay, I got you. All right, she looks pretty good, but how she suck? I mean, can I put a bowling ball on that thing, like a David Oreck thing? How's that work?
It's a dual-motor upright vacuum, so it actually uses a motor for the brush, which gets all the debris, and a motor for the vacuum. So the combination of the two, it sucks. It really sucks.
Well, that's awesome. That's when it's good to suck. Okay, so if you put that on a carpet, it's good. How about hardwood?
It would work on hardwood. You just adjust the down pressure of the brush, but it would work fine on hardwood as well.
And then how often would I clean and empty that bag?
It really depends on the amount of debris you're picking up, but typically billing service contractors, they're doing a lot of area, so they're probably changing their bags once a week.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Not in my house. You change that every hour. My dogs. Come on. Okay, very, very nice. That'd be, what, $1,000 vacuum maybe?
Not a $1,000 vacuum. It's about a $700, $600.
Somebody wants an industrial, they come see mine buy that.
That's right. That's right. It's got a HEPA vac rating on it as well.
And so you would probably have that for a very long time?
Absolutely. This is not a little chintzy little vacuum. This is going to last you a long time. It's called.
That's kind of, it's a phenom, but it's kind of counterintuitive for business, because if I build pantyhose, I want them to run, so you buy more. Why would I build such a durable vacuum cleaner? You need to make this thing break, bud.
True. Maybe I'll step on it and get it.
Come on. Kick the heck out of that thing. Let's go. Okay, Minuteman is the name of the brand. One of the cool things they carry here. CMI, I'm doing my hard work and man things. I'm actually, quote, working for them from 9 to noon. What a mistake. 9 to noon. Poor Betsy and Brad. Again, drive by tomorrow on Bloomington Road. They're 1100. Drive by tomorrow, see if they're open. And then you'll know what I did to them. I'm so sorry. We've known you so long. Brad and I used to play softball together. He was ridiculous. I think he batted 950.
Nice.
I don't think we ever got you out, ever. Anyway, it's CMI, CMIclean.com, good local company. If you need anything, even if it's just paper towels, you can cover all that, all the stuff. Is there anything you don't have?
We don't do windows. We sell windows.
You don't sell windows, but you can sure clean them.
We clean them.
I guess I'm going, would you say I'm going to St. Thomas More? Are they aware of that?
Yes.
Don't you have to, like, do background checks for people that come by there? Okay, Diane, you can hear the joking.
Uh-huh.
Because it is kind of a joke that I'm going to be washing windows. Will I have, like, a little extender?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing I'm doing involves ladders, does it?
No.
You've done things before.
Huh?
No, this is on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. All about safety, Mr. OSHA listener. Right. Don't be busting us. Yeah. We'll be doing everything by the book. are you sure we don't have, because STM is like 2 minutes from here. You sure we don't need to go clean, I don't know, Mattoon? Mattoon High School area, huge need. New customer. Let's go sell them.
Yeah, there we go.
That'll eat up my time. Yeah. Always thinking. Uh-huh. Always thinking, how can I get out of work?
Now, and typically we do some social media with this.
Yeah, I think we're going to have live Facebook, so stand by for that when I test the big machines.
On ESPNCU.com.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody just kicked over that poor vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
By the way, $700 new right now, I'm selling it for $250. Because she ain't worth a darn.
It'll work.
All right, Diane, we'll take a break. We'll be back. ESPN 93.5.
Keller Williams Realty and the Red Day Wish Project is asking for your help. On May 10th, all Keller Williams offices around the world and right here in Champaign-Urbana will close and go out into the community to renew, energize, and donate. They're looking for 1 to 3 homes whose owners need help. Maybe you know of someone whose home needs painting, landscaped, or a garage cleaned out. Go to this station's website to nominate yourself or someone and tell us why we should consider them. Projects will be selected the week of May 7th. Go to this station's website for more information.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Your local news is brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPES or see their Facebook page online. It's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two men are in trouble after police found them with multiple drugs. WCIA says Timothy Shepard of Urbana and Timothy Beckenhold of Champaign were stopped on Friday. Police found drugs and syringes, and police got a warrant to search a motel room and found more drugs allegedly belonging to the men. The Urbana Fire Department has gotten the highest grade awarded. The department has earned the Class 1 Public Protection Classification rating by the Insurance Services Office. The State Department of Public Health has announced it has gotten a donation of nearly 800,000 vitamin K tablets to help treat those who get sick after using synthetic cannabis laced with a chemical found in rat poison. More than 150 people in the state have become sick after using synthetic cannabis. The chemical in rat poison prevents blood from clotting. High doses of vitamin K over several months can restore the blood's ability to clot. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
When you define classic plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all work is warranted for 2 years. A $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Materials are superior using durable copper-lined pipes. Costs are mostly 20% less than other plumbers. By promoting a good culture of doing good work, Classic Plumbing takes pride in hiring outstanding people. At Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet, you'll get technology with a tradition of value. On Facebook or online, classicplumbing.com.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone?
Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the versatile magic seat folding down so all my stuff can fit. I got it. It's the Honda Fit, a 2017 KBB.com best value brand.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Fit for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2017 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for info.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane.
Sun's trying to come out. We've got a high 63 today. We've got a slight chance for showers. Clearing out a little bit tonight with a low 44. Partly cloudy and a high 60 tomorrow, down to around 36. On Thursday, plenty of sunshine with a high 65, low 45. As we wrap up the week Friday, we've got a 30% chance of early showers. Then looking pretty good as we head into the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 54 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, live part of the Hardworking Man series. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, I was doing toilets, sucking out grease traps and septic tanks. Today, I'm at CMI Chemical Maintenance, Inc., and pretty darn fired up to go to work here. You know, I've got kind of a time thing. At 9, I'm off the air. At noon, I turn into a pumpkin. It is going to take an hour to take my equipment down. And I use the restroom, that's 45 minutes, so then I only got an hour and 15 left. It just takes a little time, need a smoking break, you know.
It's working, man. Darn.
You know what? And I remember when I was in high school, a woman was kind enough to pick me up in her car every morning at 6:30 in the summer, and I'd go paint the high school.
Uh-huh.
And every day, it was the same wall. Every day. And I'd wake up and paint the wall, and I'd go, I painted that. No. It's a different classroom. It was the same wall. I'm quite certain they had to repaint after I got done. But it was Groundhog Day. Very good, Betsy. You're right. It was Groundhog Day. And it was like, man, and so I appreciate this exercise of coming live. It's really, really fun. We love coming out. But it makes me appreciate the people that actually work.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. And you're tired at the end of the day, and you're living life, and you're picking up kids at soccer and do all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you all because I have not worked in my life. I mean, you can't count when I do work, I guess. I mean, you know, hey, I open the microphone and whatever comes out, I don't know. I ripped Bill Cosby early, so any other texts on that one? Because everyone was kind of siding with Diane. I think he's the most evil man maybe ever to do what he did to those women. But the closing arguments in the Bill Cosby trial, and I pounded on Mr. Cosby. He was my favorite. I went to Las Vegas by myself after I graduated college, and I wanted to be a big-time guy in a tux, walk around a casino kind of like James Bond, and I did it. And I went to the Bill Cosby show, and I acted like I had a lot of money, and I had a 50, a 20, and a 10 in my pocket, and I said, how close can I sit tonight? And I pulled out every dime I had to make it look like I was rich. Did I tell you this story? So I handed the guy a 20. And had my elbows on the stage and enjoyed the cause for about an hour and a half. And I thought it was awesome. He always, Dr. Huxtable, I mean, he was the man. And so to hear what he did hurts me. He really does. Because that's a guy I respected and liked and thought he was one of the good guys. And he's turned out to be one of the bad guys.
Well, I let you know about the text that came in to 359-2255 saying, looks like these women are taking advantage of him having one foot in the grave kind of thing.
Well, you could say why not earlier, but, you know, when a woman is abused, I don't think anybody's rushing to a microphone on that stuff, do they? I mean, you want it to go away, and maybe you want to get it done before he dies. I'm with the women on all this. There's too many of them, so can't change my mind on that one. There's too much evidence, too many different stories. If there's one or two, you could definitely question the thing, but not 50, 60, whatever the number is. I think they lost count. He did the same thing. On the road, finds a young woman, drugs her, yeah, wakes up, oh boy, what happened? And these are 20-year-old people, 22-year-old people, and they're going to go against Bill Cosby? Nobody's going to believe them. It's horrible. Taking advantage of the incredible opportunity you have to have a good influence on people, and you do that? So whatever time Bill Cosby has left, I hope is in jail. I really, really do, because it's so wrong what I think he did, and the evidence I think shows it. So it hurts me, because I'm a number one fan here. Loved his comedy. I've respected how clean it was, and here he is doing that. Oh, yeah, he has a wife and a whole bunch of kids. Yeah, great. Not good. All right. Again, I'll be here for another 25 minutes broadcasting live. That's the Jeremy Warner Show. Tay and Karp this afternoon. Cubs-Cardinal bus trip. If you want to jump on week from Saturday, I think in maybe nice weather. We're not there yet. I'm not ready to announce that because the 10-day doesn't go quite as far as I need it to. by Friday, we ought to have a decent glimpse at the eight-day forecast and get a no. But I'm hoping 72 and sunshine in St. Louis, kind of my goal. That'd be so awesome. We leave at 8:30 in the morning, Saturday morning, May 5, from the First Christian Church. Thank you for letting us park there all day. West Side, 3 Peoria charter buses. I'll be in bus 1. Diane is in one of the buses. We'll have 3. And Cubs Cardinals will have a lot of blue. We know that. A lot of red. That'll be fun. And somebody on one of the buses will get to throw out the first pitch, which will be kind of cool. We'll get some video of that experience as well. 130 covers the bus trip, the reserve parking, which is real close to the stadium, so the buses stay put. You know exactly where to go after the game. And we leave at 8:30, get there in time for batting practice and all the fun stuff, and just walk around, enjoy the ambiance and environment of a Cub-Cardinal game, which is electric.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave 30 minutes after the game, come home, have you home by 7:30. So it's just the perfect timing where it's not too early, not too late. It's just right. That whole three-bear porridge thing. So we're doing that May 5, a week from Saturday, but I would encourage you to come on out and buy the tickets we have left for a three-bus excursion. Always fun. So... all right, CMIClean.com. Mark Warner, no?
Crystal called and there was a mix-up. So I did have a person question this Keller Williams Realty Day because they had nominated an older neighbor and asked, you know, how much work do they do? Because what we're looking for at ESPNCU.com is nominating someone who has, you know, bad landscaping, maybe he needs a garage cleaned out. So I would just nominate in this case.
Let them decide, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So don't worry about the ifs, ands, or buts. If somebody says, man, we got to do X, Y, Z, that sounds like a lot, put them in.
Exactly.
They'll decide whether they can do it. But I would think that it's, you know, if you pick jobs that are really, really doable, maybe it's, cleaning up outside where the person has never had mulch. Maybe mulch can be, that's something people can do in a few hours, spread mulch. Or the garage cleaned out and a dumpster stands by and you're supposed to be able to clean it out. Oh, yeah, that's totally doable. And I don't know, I mean, the parameters are whatever they are. I mean, I'm sure that there are a lot of needy folks out there that haven't been able to get to whatever it is because they're just not capable of doing it. And that happens, man. Time passes by, and all of a sudden your back hurts one morning. You just can't go do that what you're planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in need, again, you go to ESPNCU.com, Keller Williams Day, May 10, and you can nominate a family, somebody you know that is in need that would really appreciate the attention and the help. And it might be something that is takes an hour, might be something that takes 5 hours. You just put them in and let them decide what they can and can't do. So I've got a CMI shirt on. Very nice.
Okay, that's like it. An official uniform?
Do I get to keep the shirt, or do I have to give this?
That's yours.
Oh, no, that's yours.
I can keep this?
It is yours.
eBay tonight. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get $40 on eBay, as worn on radio.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. I'll be wearing this. And St. Thomas More, and how high are my windows I'm going to try and clean? That's like 900 feet.
Well, that's not high.
Okay, so I'm gonna clean a window. I better be a big extender.
40 feet.
Huh?
30 to 40 feet.
And I don't have to get on a ladder for that? How about a lift truck? I can do that. Oh yeah. So really, won't that be too heavy?
No.
I've seen your house.
Okay, so I'm cleaning windows. Too bad I said it on the radio. Now STM will be warned. What do you mean they're in lockdown? Come on. You don't want me to come clean your windows that bad? No, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Because the cool thing is they got stuff that can do that, and I could actually use that. My mom in Philo said, because I said, I think I'm cleaning windows. She said, I need that. So whatever you have, and hers is two stories.
Oh, that's
cinchy, inchy, winchy, that's easy. So, and then I'll be able to actually, how about the streaks?
No streaks.
Uh-huh, sure.
No, no,
that's what they say. Don't you have to wipe it down with a newspaper or something? Okay, so Diane, I'll be cleaning windows with no streaks is what she told me.
And obviously I know people in the construction industry and people who tidy up after them, and they usually go through vacuum cleaners every 6 months or so. So we thought the Tom from Minuteman International industrial cleaning tool sounded real appealing. I don't remember the vacuum cleaner being turned on, though. I know he kicked it and showed how, you know.
You want me to turn on the vacuum cleaner for you?
If it's handy.
Oh, it's right here in front of me. Let me kick it over to the wall.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just kick that thing over the wall. Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
I'm wanting you to turn it on, not abuse it.
Well, we kicked the heck out of the thing because they were bragging about it. Now watch this thing not work. Just watch this thing. This isn't even going to work, Betsy. Turn on a vacuum cleaner.
Very quiet.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's the cleanest carpet I've ever seen in my life. You just turned that into a new carpet. How did you do that? She sounds really good.
Yeah, it does.
That's really good. So I could lower that for my hardwood, and it would work pretty well. So if I, you know, if I get near it, it'd probably just... Yeah. Can I, again, I don't know if you're in the room when I suggested I use your car to back over it. Let's try that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Ooh, sorry. I got to go anyway. Yeah, you have a great service department. You actually have a service department.
Wow.
That's unusual too, isn't it? Yeah. Kind of unusual to have your own service department. All right, we're going to do the sports. Gosh, look at the time. 8:45. I'm here till 9. Take me an hour to break this equipment down. 10. Use my restroom and smoking break.
Even though I don't, hard working man.
I don't smoke. 10:45-ish.
Not easy working, man.
You go to Matt Tune. Here we go. Sports headline.
All right. Chicago White Sox beat Seattle. That final was 10-4. Jose Abreu had a pair of homers. They've got each other on the south side of Chicago again today. The Mariners are taking on the Chicago White Sox. As Cubs and Cardinals were both off yesterday. Cardinals will be facing the New York Mets tonight. So we've got your Redbird recap now at 8:46 on ESPN 93.5.
Cardinals back on the field at Busch Stadium tonight as they welcome the New York Mets to town for the first of three games. Redbirds opened the season in New York and lost 2 of 3 to the Mets, who have been fantastic so far. New York 14-6 so far on the year, and they arrive at Busch Stadium after being rained out on Sunday. That means that they will just push everyone in their rotation back. The Cardinals, meanwhile, will stick on their schedule despite Adam Wainwright landing on the 10-day disabled list. That means tonight it's Luke Weaver against Zach Wheeler. Tomorrow it's Michael Wacha against Steven Matz. And Thursday, a good one, Carlos Martinez against Noah Syndergaard. Weaver trying to bounce back after a rough start last week in Chicago, falling 8-5. He gave up 6 earned runs on 9 hits over 4 innings, walking 1 and striking out 3. 6:20 for Ameren Total Access tonight, 7:15 for the first pitch, the Cardinals and the Mets from Busch Stadium. Chris Raby on the Cardinals Radio Network.
We'll take it back to 2016 as the Cubs are in Cleveland tonight. We also have Illinois facing Bradley. This is a make-good game when the weather was bad earlier in the season in Peoria. Bradley is the last of the known 9-game homestand. And they'll start things right at 6 o'clock. Bradley's pretty good, 23-9 on the season. The Illini are 24-11. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, that was a nice sounding little machine here. I don't know if I can reach here. Oh. All right, let's do this again here. CMI here, hardworking man. It's very heavy. It's heavy, too. I mean, but it's heavy. Does that mean it's a better machine in there? Because a lot of times you'll get these less expensive vacuum cleaners and not very heavy.
Not your throwaway. Plus, you got to remember this cord weighs a bunch, so usually this cord
What is your name?
Off.
Kyle. Kyle was one of the reps for Minuteman. And so, Diane, you can hear how nice and quiet that engine is, huh?
Yeah, great.
What about this puppy, he wouldn't be breaking anytime
what
soon.
What if the products are wet?
What if the products are wet?
Not wet. That is a dry vacuum.
Okay, dry vacuum.
But you can get a Minuteman wet.
We have wet vacuums.
They have wet vacuums.
Okay.
Now this, I'm cleaning a mat that was kind of dirty. Not anymore, Missy. I don't know. They want me to clean windows. I'm a little tired after doing this work. I am vacuuming live on the air. I don't know if we've ever vacuumed live on the air.
First time for everything.
This is pretty good, though.
Sounding good. I don't know. Something therapeutic about vacuuming.
Yeah. No, I think I actually kind of like cleaning because of the progress you see. But that's pretty cool, little mad here. You owe me $20, Brad.
How much?
20.
All right.
Yeah, that's all. And I'm telling you one thing. I am tired. Okay. I think I'm getting a cough. I better sit at my desk. Do you have any internet and coffee, man? I do need a little more coffee. People say, take the coffee away from that person.
Right.
Okay, one more. I didn't talk about the urinal thing. We're going to come back and brief you on the urinal thing.
Oh, great.
Stand by, ESPN 93.5.
Cabaret is divinely, dangerously decadent, raves the New York Times. Time Out New York hails it a Broadway jewel in all its glory. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to Tony Award-winning Cabaret.
Saturday, April 28th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at statefarmcenter.com. Part of the State Farm Center and Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
Napa know how.
Why are Napa Exact Fit wiper blades called Exact Fit? For starters, they install in seconds straight out of the package for an exact fit. And we've got tons of sizes for tons of vehicles. So chances are, no matter what you drive, we'll have an exact fit. That's Napa Exact Fit wiper blades. $10 off when you buy a pair. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Bumper expires 4/30/18.
Here is your ESPN 92.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Okay, well, we've got overcast conditions, a 20% chance of showers. Today's high, 63, 43 our low tonight. Up to 60 with more sunshine tomorrow, down to around 36. Sunny conditions Thursday with a high 65. 61 the high on Friday, a 20% chance of showers now early, then clearing out and making way for a nice weekend. 66 on Saturday, 70 by Sunday. We're currently at 54 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, so live at CMI, wrapping it up. Thank you to Betsy and Brad Parks for hosting me and disrupting their office incredibly here this morning. Fun. Okay, so the time I need to be out, Diane, what, 56?
7.
57.
Yeah.
Good. I got 5 more minutes. Okay, so this is a urinal splatter machine or something. Okay, what is it?
It's a splash hog.
It's a splash hog. So I put this in the urinal, and what happened? What doesn't happen?
Well, hopefully splash doesn't happen.
Okay, splash is a bummer. Here's you know, that's so these are available, and what is $40? What
is it? I mean the price?
Yeah.
Don't know yet. They're brand new.
Brand new?
Oh.
I could have invented that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my idea. Since, and this comes from a person that probably gets down on their knees and wipes around the urinal. Oh, that would be me. It's glamorous being one of the owners. Very glamorous. So what if I shot about 220 volts? If you miss, under your feet, bam. You think guys wouldn't take a little more care? Huh? What do you think, fellas? Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me, bro. Listen, that would probably stop your problem.
Yeah,
first or second time, it'd be like a dog collar. Maybe a dog collar. That's every time you miss and hit the floor, you get the dog collar. You can see I haven't quite had enough coffee. I'm going to have to do more of that. People shake their head a lot at me, sir. That's okay. Okay, yeah, 8:53. Okay, so I'm going out, and I'm going to work for them. Check us out on Facebook Live for whatever happens. And, again, as shown last time at Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford, what I did is they took me out to clean some porta potties, and he had to suck the blue out, you know, do all that stuff, the blue water that you see in the porta potty. So we had to drain all of that. And I simply suggested, I think some people have commented about it, I opened the porta potties and said they look fine. And there was a toilet paper around, but it was looking fine. I've seen worse. And I said, let's just go. But David wouldn't have it. And before we were done, we actually scrub brushed with soap. So today I'll be, because CMI provides Gulliford, and they provide, I know Dave McGuire over at ServPro, and they provide a lot of local people. And I tell you what, we've called you guys and you've delivered stuff. So I would, you know, it's nice to know who's going to come to your business and provide you with stuff. I have no idea where anybody goes outside of CMI to buy their stuff.
Well, and they could demonstrate to the team there, too, at the restaurant,
yeah, I just
hospital.
Vacuum that. Matt, you might notice just how clean that is, Betsy. Thank you. Thank you very much. $20.
You're hired.
$20. I work per job. Each window at STM is going to be 100. Why are you laughing at me? Isn't that a good price? Good, I give you a good price. So anyway, I have not had a donut. Are they gone?
The donuts are still there.
The donuts are gone. Don't get me started about sugar, sir. Well, they, you had glaze, you had chocolate covered, and it's ridiculous. Yeah. Nice to go back in your warehouse, see everybody on there. Sugar crash! Nice move! Anyway, it's great being here, and so we'll learn a lot. Check us out, Facebook Live at ESPNCU.com. I think Josh will take a few on my personal phone, too.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to Stevie J on Facebook and check out some of the stuff that's coming. I have no idea just how darn good I'll be at this job. I'll be here till noon working for them. And also, I'm this is weird, but I'm kind of fired up because I like cleaning. I like the cleaning tools. It's if I'm going to build an addition on my home, which is a joke, I would want the right tools. I would not get a handsaw. I'd get the power stuff. You don't do a roof without a power nailer anymore, right? So you just have to have the right stuff. So they have the right stuff. So that touchless cleaning for the bathroom, could you use that at home? Could I use it in my office at the work?
You can't use it on drywall.
I don't have to. Well, a little. I can do it on tile.
Yes.
All the tile. So some bathrooms are all tile now.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, I'll report on this Facebook Live coming up. You'll check it out. Diane, thank you for everything.
All right. Nice job.
We'll be out on an adventure, and I'll be in later this afternoon after my nap and total recovery from this experience. Glove but no hazmat is what you said.
Right.
Gloves but no hazmat. I really want the hazmat suit. I'm going to look like the guy on Monsters, Inc., little yellow-orange guys. Okay, Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J, live at CMI, 1100 Bloomington Road. Shop CMI at CMIClean.com. Have a wonderful day. Hardworking man. I'll be out and around Facebook Live. Stand by and talk to you in the morning.
Brake squeaking? See your Car X man. Whether it's a squeak, grind, or they just don't feel right, Car X Tire and Auto is your Champaign and Danville brake expert. Right now at Car X, get a free brake inspection. Then get $50 off per axle on any brake work necessary. Quality parts, trained technicians, and the best guarantee in the business. CarX is the best in brakes. That's right, $50 off per axle on any brake service. To find one of our five area locations, visit CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Previously on Tay and Carp.
Is Tijon Lucas or Michael Finke individually losing any of them one by one all that big of a deal? No. So the margin for error is small. The ability to field a functional basketball team, the margin of error is small there too, because if you get an injury or two, then all of a sudden you're looking at a team that's very sparse, which it already is.
This is so weird what's going on.
It's not normal.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lon Tay and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Buy a Zipa and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com. And when you stop your snoring, you're going to sleep better. You sleep better, you're going to feel better. Don't procrastinate. Go to Zipa.com, buy a Zipa, and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com. And when you stop your snoring, you're going to sleep better. You sleep better, you're going to feel better. Come on, let's get things going, people. Don't procrastinate. Go to Zipa.com, buy a Zipa, and feel good. That's ZYPPAH.com.
It's the Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis for the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw off the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com.
Hey, it's me from Clark Plumbing. I saved the princess. Now I'm here to save you money on your plumbing and heating needs.
Power up. Save time and money with Clark Plumbing and Heating. Whether it's residential or commercial plumbing, Clark Plumbing and Heating know how to get the job done, and they'll help their customers save coin. Don't be a turtle and hide in your shell. Call Clark Plumbing and Heating. They'll be in their carts in no time and at your door to solve your problem. Clark Plumbing and Heating.